Checking in again with Quincy City Council President, Councilor at Large Noel DeBona for an update on what was the last City Council meeting before summer break. Hey, Noel, how are you?
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks, now that summer is officially here.
It sure is. What is yesterday, the 21st?
Yes, summer solstice, yeah. So I know the council was able to get all the business finished up, both Finance Committee and regular council meeting, right?
We sure was, you know, we got it all in last night, you know, and we always say to the city councilors, you know, we're going into May, we got budget season, so there's probably going to be some finance stuff in there as well, and get your rest and be ready to come and prepared for these meetings. So we got it all in finally last night.
Very good. If you could maybe run down some of the actions taken.
Sure, we know, you know, some folks from the outside don't fully understand that some of these go into committees and we have to have they come out of the, you know, a lot of them in the finance committee ordinance or oversight. And in this particular time frame, we had a lot in our finance committees. To get a positive recommendation, especially for some of these bonding, agenda items, you have to get, you know, the 2/3 vote. Some of the times with these finance committees, we weren't getting a full 9 council members. So we were down to like 6 or 7. And so most of them, you had to have four positive recommendation votes to bring it out of the finance into a regular, you know, city council meeting. Some of them we weren't able to do. So last night we had to put some of the other items onto the finance on the front end of the meeting at 6:30. What was really good was the $53 million DIF appropriations and the 3 takings were on that. And they were able to be coming out of the finance before our regular scheduled meeting. So we had our finance committee meeting first and then a positive recommendation out of that and then came into the regular meeting. And we were able to pull it out of committee meetings, committee reports of committees, it's called. So the $53 million was approved for the DIF, which moves a lot of the stuff in the downtown to continue to move forward. There was some takings in there, the 3 takings. The particular reason for the takings is for public use. They came down to a 7-1 vote, so they were approved. Was the old Tasso's building that burned down many, many years ago. It's almost close to 20 years ago, had been sitting there. And then there was a few across the street from Alba on Hancock Street, 1455 and 1459, which will become public use. So they were approved last night. Kind of important to continue to do the downtown with that DIF appropriation, which is a district improvement financing fund, which will, you know, allow the downtown to continue to move forward, which is downtown development.
Sure. I wonder if, Noel, if you could explain the IHOP restaurant property. Is that included in the DIF?
It is included, yes. And that's part of the whole district is there's a lot of moving parts and it changed over the last few years. And there's a lot of modifications. The biggest thing that we need for the downtown before you start doing any construction is parking. Parking has to be the key component to allow, whether it be retail / commercial, even residential, you're going to need to have the infrastructure in place for the parking. So that particular item possibly will be parking. It's not fully vetted yet, and it's not going to be fully taken yet. There's still a negotiation process with that. So, you know, that's particularly what we have to do in the downtown is look for parking, make sure that's in order. Like we did on the other side the Hancock, you know, the Hancock, you know, parking garage on where the Fours is in that particular area. So be very similar on the Ross side.
Okay. So that's why I was confused because it's not listed on the land taking. So it's not.
It isn't. It's still in negotiation process, Joe. It's kind of, there's so many moving parts. It gets confusing. It's confusing right. To us.
Right. You're right. Exactly.
It'll be evolving and we'll see what happens down the road.
Okay, but I think it's important just to explain to folks that the money that you bonded, the $53 million, that gets taken out of new revenue that's generated downtown, right?
Exactly. New revenues, obviously it gets reassessed every year for some of these buildings. And as the new assessments bring in more revenue or more assessment higher in value, that's what we will get in, you know, for the downtown. That's the whole dynamics and thought process of having the DIF improvement financing fund as well as district improvement financing fund with the DIF, but also to say to the to the rest of the taxpayers of the city that this is going to fund itself. And we got to get to that level where we're, you know, where I would, you know, I asked the question to Rob Stevens, where we are in the process. And he's basically saying we're you know, maybe 25% of the way. So we have a lot more to be vetted, a lot more to be done in the downtown.
Okay, yeah, the mayor's talked about the other end of kind of the T station end being kind of next up for redevelopment.
Sure. And then, you know, the capital improvement plan, we obviously had to move some items for that. The $7 million is for public buildings. That was approved. We also have a $3 million appropriation was for some vehicles in the CIP. So those were approved last night in finance. So $7 million and $3 million. Also, the big item that was in there got a positive recommendation and pulled out of finance was the animal shelter. The animal shelter was $15 million. Was back for the original vote back in 2017, which was for, you know, $7.1 million. We approved half of it, which was $3.5 million. Over the course of 5 years, unfortunately, that those, you know, the construction costs and everything just ballooned. So it ballooned up to $15 million. That was what it's going to take to do it. It was approved last night on a 7-1 vote. The only counselor that didn't vote for it was Ann Mahoney, our counselor at large. So that's approved. I got a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, and folks from the animal shelter, a lot of you know, animal activists that were really hoping that moved forward. So they had a little good crowd in there last night. There was a crowd at the last finance meeting out in the area. So it was good to have in-person meetings because there was quite a bit of people in there, you know, so. Good stuff for the city to move it forward. I voted for it. I thought it's a very important part of moving the city. They obviously are going to get relocated from Broad Street. Right now, there's a relocation area. It's back behind the Naval Terrace in Ward 6, Councilor Harris's area. And until it gets built, we'll have like some type of area to allow you know, the housing of these animals.
Right. Yeah, I know the volunteers at the shelter are just thrilled that the new facility is finally coming. They've been looking forward to it for a long time.
It sure is. And it's a long time overdue. And it's been 5 years it's been on the agenda. And obviously, this allows them to get the vote in before the summer, to get the bids in. And by September, should get, you know, the shovel in the ground and try to get some construction in before it gets really cold out. Obviously, the bottom, you know, obviously we get frozen time in, you know, January and February, and then we can get back to work and have it built out by, you know, January of 2024. So, you know, we'll get the last items in right before the winter really comes in and have that up and running. So there's a timeline for all this, Joe, and the construction costs go up a lot. So in my opinion, if we had to get moving here, we're going to be looking at a couple million dollars more if we had waited, even going into September, if we waited on the vote. So,
Yeah, looks like those were the main items that you had on the agenda.
Sure was, and they came out of finance, and hopefully we can get the city moving in the right direction, get some work done here over the summer. Obviously, we don't convene over the summer. We're going to be coming back in September 12th, and then September 19th, the back-to-back weeks. We had to move our city council meeting from the 6th, which is now the primary state primary election. We can't have it on the same day. So we had to move it a day after. It was a day after Labor Day. That's when the election is. And we moved it a week out. So we'll have back-to-back meetings in September. We'll continue to do our constituency work with any of the public. And if they have any questions or concerns, we're still going to be there to help them out, but we will not be convening from meetings.
Sure. But I know folks can always get a hold of you.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry to hear about the passing of Assistant City Clerk Joe Newton's dad. I didn't know that.
It was unfortunately passed away. I used to go by the house in Squanum all the time up on Standish. And, he had kind of relocated to Wellfleet over the last few years. And, Joe's our Assistant City Clerk and, you know, just a good family, good Quincy roots. And we're going to miss him.
Absolutely. Of course, Joe, former Ward 6 counselor himself. So from all of us here at QATV as well. Great to talk to you, Noel. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're going to miss you. I appreciate you having me on this morning. I wish everybody has a good summer. We'll be back and hopefully get some steps in September. You know what I mean? Hopefully the weather will still be good. But I appreciate your time and effort and all you guys do over there. You've really taken it up a notch with the live streaming and all these different things that you guys do over there. You guys have really technologically advanced into the next dimension of things. So it really helps out to give the public input to allow, you know, a media that's, I guess, non-biased, which is very rare this year, with this day and age. So thank you so much, Joe, and the team over at QATV for all your input and coverage.
Thank you. No, we appreciate that. It's our main mission here is to keep the city connected with its government. So appreciate the recognition and have a happy, safe summer to you and your family.
You too. And have a good 4th of July weekend. And it's extended out a couple of days. So enjoy it as well as coming up another week and a half.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. That's for sure. All right. Thanks again, Noel. Be well.
Take care.